Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the full NFL Week Now breakdown coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Go over all the NFL games that hour. Patrick Everson will be joining us at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll find out where the sharp money is going, what he's hearing from the various sports books out in Las Vegas and around the country. So you'll want a lot of great intel there. You'll want to stick around. Make sure you are here for Patrick Everson's visit coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. Or if you can't stick with us, make sure you check out the podcast. Subscribe to the Bet Sweats podcast. Show Sammy P. Since we were just like voicing our frustration with YouTube TV. A couple other things before we jump to the college football plays. As far as the NFL weekend that really stands out is you've got these high totals. I think we're still at five games with totals of 50 or higher, which is interesting. And I know a lot of this, it just ends up being matchup based. We have a good feel for these teams at this point. We're at the midpoint, around the midpoint of the season. And, okay, they're saying this lines up for a lot of scoring. And some of these totals did not start there. Yeah, so we've got Indy-Pittsburgh into the 50s. We have, what else? KC-Buffalo, Arizona-Dallas. So some of them did Chicago-Cincinnati too. And then, of course, you had last night's game. Last night's game goes well under the total because Miami doesn't do anything. And I was starting to wonder, are we going to get a lot of these unders coming in? Is it just going to be too much expectation? Like the Chicago-Cincinnati one. We don't even know that Flacco's playing. I understand you have two poor defenses. One is just god-awful. But I don't know how they get to that number of 51. And a lot of this seems to be about defense, Sam, as opposed to offense, which is usually where you find these high totals. It's like, oh, look, this team can't stop anything. So let's just make this into the 50s.
Well, the crazy thing, too, is that Chicago defensively is pretty healthy considering how they've looked the last couple of weeks. I mean, they look like they're pretty good in the secondary. I saw Stevenson came back to practice. He was a full participant. Their issues are on offense. You had Burden did not participate with a concussion. Swift did not participate, although they think he's going to play. I mean, he's probably going to play. Tooney did not practice yesterday. And then Komet, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze were all limited. A couple weeks ago, we're talking about the Bears having multiple issues in the secondary and at linebacker. Now it's the offensive guys that are hurt, but the total has gone up. You know, 50, well, it did go up and then came down a little bit. I think the high point of the total I'm checking right now was 53. So it did go up, but then came back down. And, of course, if Flacco is not going to go, you're talking about Jake Browning and Caleb Williams, two quarterbacks who have not been efficient passing the football.
Right, which is surprising that it is so high. So we're coming off a week. Favorites go 11-2 ATS. Favorites 11-2 ATS. That'll make me laugh. All covering by a lot. So what does that set up for this week? Are you getting value on the other side? You know I'm a dog player. You're a dog player as well. I did pick some underdogs this week, but it was more difficult this week to land on dogs. And I think it just jumps out to me because I'm finding myself liking more favorites than maybe any other week. And I'm really hoping it's not because of the results that we just saw. But we do have this separation. The bad teams, there's not 3, 4, 5 bad teams. It feels like this league, there's 10 to 12 bad teams.
There are maybe more than 10 to 12 bad teams. I think there's 4 really good teams and then a bunch of crap. And then below the crap is even worse crap. You know, yep. I mean, it's somebody who's bet on a lot of the crap this year, you know, betting the Commanders at 13 and the game closing 10.5. And, you know, in the third quarter, you're dead despite being 7-7. I had a couple bets this year I made on the Titans. And they just get murdered. I've bet on the Saints a couple times, 1-1. I did hit once, and then I lost the second game against the Bears when the Bears covered that 5, 5.5. So many bad teams, though, man. And I think the only hope, if you're a sportsbook director, is that people just kind of come in and think, wow, that's a big number, and they'll take the points. Or on the other side, well, that team is so bad, I'll just lay it. But the more you see and the more that we study in this space, honestly, 50% of the players are probably only playing props these days. Like, the bettors have changed, right? They're not like you and I anymore, where you grew up and you had to just bet the side of the total. And maybe you can do a parlay with the local guy. Now it's just, well, I like this player and I like that player. And let me go to this game and let me pull a player from that game. And then I'm going to go to the Monday night game and pull a player from that game. So now I have 4 players from 3 or 4 different games, and I'll just parlay them all to do something or not do something. That's the way people bet these days, especially kids like 21 to 25 or 21 to 30. They're parlaying player stuff, not so much the sides and the totals.
Well, it's not like we're the most rigid bettors either, because we started this show talking about the Ravens last night, and – oh, yeah, we talked about Lamar being more pass-heavy, not running as much. Why the hell did we not bet under rushing or under rushing attempts for Lamar? I have no idea. We talked about liking the Henry longest rush, being scared about Keaton Mitchell, getting Andrews anytime touchdown, how popular Achane is and whether or not you're going to do that, how he's going to be used in that game. Whether we realize it or not, we're doing the same thing. We lean more sides, I'd say, than anything. You do more totals than I do. We lean that way. But if we don't like the side or total, as far as last night's game, we found a lot of creative ways to attack the game because we didn't like the side or total a ton. We were fine with it if you want to put it in a money line parlay, tease it, whatever. Okay, cool. On the Baltimore side. But we're talking about 5, 6, 7 different props, and I think all of them ended up hitting. So we're kind of the same way, whether we want to admit it or not.
True that. I'm looking at some of these dogs, too, and I just wish I could get there. Like, the one that we talked about last couple of days was Minnesota. And then I brought it up in our meeting with Bear and Jeff yesterday. And then Jeff throws this stat that since Goff got to Detroit – the Lions are 8-0 against the spread against Minnesota. I'm like, oh. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to automatically become 9-0. But when you think Flores and pressure and get to the quarterback, that has not been the way to attack Jared Goff. And this number is one of the bigger numbers we've seen in Lions and Vikings in recent years because the Vikings were very good last year. But when I said, you know, that's a lot of points from Minnesota, Jeff said, nope, not doing it. Goff covers every time. And I thought, oh, well, there's that.
It's difficult. I find it a little difficult to make some of these adjustments on defense right now that we need to make. The Vikings, probably not the defense that we thought they were. Right? I'm not saying they're bad, but they're not what we expected them to be this season. And some of that is health. The Steelers, not the defense that we are used to. 49ers, injuries got them, and I think they're going to be awful moving forward. So we have to make those adjustments. I'm with Jeff on that. I am not betting the Vikings. I'll tell you if I'm on the other side when we break down that game, but I'm not betting the Vikings. I don't even know what McCarthy is right now, and we haven't even seen him play an NFL game since week two. They might be salivating in Detroit. In fact, I'm kind of thinking that they are. That score just might be one-way action. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's interesting. It's hard to get there. As a dog player, it's like, am I going to lay 8.5 in the division with this Vikings team that was so awesome last year? That's the hard part. Like, you saw my angst when you were asking me that yesterday about betting Minnesota. I'm like, I'm supposed to. Historically, I take Minnesota in this spot. Historically, I take Pittsburgh in this spot. I'm not betting those teams. I'm not. You've got to be able to change sometimes. So the league is changing. We're trying to change with it. College football. See, now with the news of the day, and I know not everybody out there has YouTube TV. I'm getting messages from people that have Hulu as well, and they're talking about their scenario. People are very frustrated. People are mad about it. I am too. The games that I liked that we started talking about yesterday on the show, they're all ABC ESPN games. So am I going to bet it without the ability to watch it if I stay home? In fact, like some of the other places I go to, like Friends House, they all have YouTube TV as well. What a disaster. What a mess. So, yeah, I want to bet Vandy, Texas. I want to bet Oklahoma, Tennessee. As of this moment, I don't have a way to watch it. So will I be doing that? I don't know. I think a lot of the viewers and listeners to our show, if they're betting something, they watch it. Or they're betting because they're going to be watching it. This might be the least listened to college football segment that we've had all year, because people are thinking, I'm not betting it tomorrow, so why am I going to go out of my way and listen to that segment of the show?
I have three bets that I've made for tomorrow, and two of them are on Disney channels, and that drives me insane. SMU Miami at 12, which, by the way, has moved quite a bit, 12.5 down to 10.5 at multiple books. MGM has 10.5. And then Texas and Vanderbilt, which is also at 12. So if I want to watch those two games, I have to go somewhere, likely, unless we get a solution at some point today or early tomorrow. The other game I bet yesterday was Kansas State at +7.5 against Texas Tech. That's on Fox.
Talking all that crap to Kelly.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, she only picks Kansas State. But that's fine. I think Tech might lose outright tomorrow. I've come to that realization myself. It took me an extra day, and I got there yesterday. You can get 7.5 at a couple books. MGM has a juice 7 on the favorite. Kansas State's been playing good ball as of late. And I do think,
are you on the Texas side?
They cover. What's that?
Are you on the Texas side?
Yeah, laid 2.5
in that game.
I got some good CLV so far. Not that that matters.
Agree with that. Yeah, market 3. I like Tennessee laying 3 in that one. It's so bad in these streets. We're going to be watching the CW tomorrow. The CW game will be viewed. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got NFL next. We'll break down the card on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.